It's season 6 on Fashion Love Stories. This is Susanna. I was born in Greece, in Macedon, Greece, and raised in New York City. I went to FIT, I studied fashion, I worked in fashion, in Versace, Bergdorf Goodman, my own collection, Susanna Galani's jewelry. Now I'm doing art, podcasting, style, influence, etc., etc. I'm very passionate about fashion and sharing with you stories. Stories of love, fashion inspiration, how to be cool and chic and have a beautiful life. I hope you enjoy my podcast. Hello, beautiful darlings. It's Susanna. I'm here again for another episode. As a fashionista that I am, I have to say fashion really changes my life. It switches my moods, my vibes, my attitude, my feelings about life, my happiness overall. Fashion does this for me. So, being that I'm a spiritual being and I have to question everything and I have to ask why this is happening and go in depth with situations in life, everyday situations, like shopping, for example, I'm approaching this subject from a spiritual point of view. There must be a reason why everything is happening in our lives. And for me, fashion, from day one, it was always something. It was always a topic. It was always an interest in my life. It was always a passion from day one, from a young girl. And now I'm living here in the fashion center of New York City. And I'm dealing with fashion every day. I live very, very close to the fashion centers like Fifth Avenue and 57th Street, where Bergdorf Goodman, Tiffany's, Louis Vuitton, Bulgari, Chanel, Prada, you name it, everything is there. And it's in my neighborhood and I can visit there every day. To me, fashion is something deep, something more spiritual than that. To me, fashion is just another tool of us using it to do things, to evolve. That's what I think. Fashion is a tool, and many a times I have used it in my life, and now that I'm becoming more spiritually, I was always like that anyway, but I'm more serious about spirituality. And it's not about the superficial stuff, about I'm wearing this designer and I'm wearing Louis Vuitton, whatever, you know, Chanel, this model, Hermes, you name it, you know, the waiting list, you have to go there and they have to approve you or whatever, you know, they have to show you the right stuff at the right time. You have to be a regular customer, blah, blah, blah. All these effing things, you know, they don't interest me, but what really interests me is the love of fashion that I have and how it makes me feel. So, fashion is a tool, that's what I say. The real tool, I cannot explain it, but something about fashion changes my whole experience, my whole attitude about life, my vibrations and all that. So it must be something deeper than that, and this is what this topic is going to be about, this episode is going to be about. The spirituality, the deeper meaning of fashion and how we can utilize it and make our lives more up-leveled, more upscaled, more up. When I mean up, I mean up, closer to the divine, more lighter, more higher, more beautiful, more enlightened, more just beauty in general, that high vibes, basically. The spirituality of fashion and all these complexities that has to do with fashion is going to be the major topic, because every time I go shopping, and I'm not addicted to shopping by all means, I'm very careful about what I spend, and I don't waste money without a purpose, but I associate fashion with high vibes and spirituality. There's something that I have to get deeper into this subject, something I have to figure out, because there's something that is happening every time that I connect with fashion or vintage pieces of back in the day, of beauty, of craftsmanship, of just in general beauty. It just makes me feel so high in vibration, and it's just the best substance, I would say, that I can take and become higher and higher. And I have to look into this. So it's going to be all about fashion and how fashion makes us feel, how it elevates us, how it makes us have a greater self-confidence, greater sense of self, greater self-expression, overall more higher vibrating as an individual, as a soul, as a being. And it just fascinates me how this topic of fashion can really elevate us, because it's happening to me, so it must be real, it must be for real, it must be true, that fashion, there is something about fashion, there is something about the beauty of clothing, of self-expression, of that particular tool that makes us feel more elevated. So my darlings, I'm going to go more in depth about the spirituality, the psychology of fashion, because it's for real. I feel it. I felt it today when I went shopping to a sale that was orchestrated by three beautiful women, all in the fashion scene in New York City. They were selling their clothing and years and years of collection, and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things. And I got maybe 5 or 6 pieces, and I was so elevated, so touched by this experience, and so beautified and so enlightened. I don't know, for some reason I was taken from here, let's say, from a scale from 1 to 10, I was taken from the scale of, let's say, 3 or 4 to 10 plus, all just in one day, experiencing the psychology of finding beautiful things and engaging with them, trying them on, photographing myself, just beautifying myself, just figuring out why these purchases made me feel so enlightened, so high, so vibrating at the highest level. It's just something that I have to look into this. So this topic is going to be all about the psychology of fashion, how it can enhance and it can beautify you and help you with your self-esteem and self-expression and overall your happiness. And yes, Yes, all that, because it's happening to me. I was really feeling bad, and it happened so many different times, so many different occasions that I felt down. And then when I bought something beautiful, and especially when I buy things from another person that I can engage with their story and their past and the situations where they wore that item and they were photographed in that item, and they collected, they have a story behind it. And when I buy such a thing, I feel so rich, so enriched, so enlightened. So I don't understand this, but I have to look into this. So I had an amazing day in New York City. It's Friday afternoon. The time right now, it's 6:51 p.m. And yes, I bought some beautiful things, and they're going to be in my collection for years and years, and they're going to give me such pleasure. They were vintage pieces, pre-owned from some amazing ladies from the fashion world in New York City, and I feel that I'm engaging with them, I'm connecting with them, and I am relating to their stories, to their situations, to the events that were the pieces. And I don't know, is it happening to me only? I don't know how it feels, but it does feel great. And I don't think I'm the only one, because when I was there shopping, there were so many young ladies wearing or trying on things and engaging with their past lives of these three amazing fashionistas that I was buying from. And I think everybody wants part of that glamour, that success story, that beauty, whatever it is. There's something behind this feeling or this topic of buying pieces from the past, and for some reason engaging with the women that they were selling, and for some reason connecting with these stories and making them your own, or becoming part of or unified with other spirits and other stories and other love stories, I would say, because love story is a fashion, because after all, you know, my podcast is fashion love stories, because all these fashionistas that they buy and they also sell, it's great when you want to give part of your life away, because it's that easy to depart or to just sell part of your soul. Because when you buy something, it becomes your history, it becomes your story. So it becomes you, right? So when you want to give it away, I don't understand how that happens, but I guess these people are greater souls that are willing to share, and sharing is very important, my darlings. So it's not so easy for me. I'm not ready to depart, although I donate a lot of things and I depart. And I have done that many, 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 many a times. But my favorite pieces in fashion, I still hold on to it, because to me, that's part of my life, part of my legacy, part of me, part of my spirit, part of my personality, part of Susanna Galanis. So I don't know. I guess people are going through different stages in their lives and they want a new chapter, so they want to get away, they want to just give away everything, part of their soul, so they leave free space in their soul to attract new experiences, I would say, because I have done it many times. And there was one time when I gave a lot of my designer collection pieces from Versace, Roberto Cavalli, Gucci, that I gave it to this lady, and for some reason the lockdowns happened and the COVID situation happened, and I was not able to follow through, and I just let her keep everything, although she has a lot of pieces and she went out of business eventually. But I never questioned her, you know. what happened to my pieces, you owe me money and all that, because you know what, it's all energy. So if she wanted that money from me and my pieces, and they were very valuable pieces, I would let her have it, because, you know, eventually we have to share. So I'm not having any regrets about not following through and not questioning her. But yes, I gave part of my life away, and I have no regrets. So I guess people do that. Right now, the new pieces I'm collecting, however, I don't feel ready. I guess because it's part of my new chapter, I just don't feel I'm ready to resell or just give it away. I keep it, although my closets are getting really stuffy and it's not so funny anymore, but I still keep my things. I'm not ready to give them away, the new things that I acquired, but I gave part of my life away. So I understand why people, why women do that. They sell everything because they feel they've been there, done that, and they don't want to deal with that anymore. Maybe they have bad memories, I don't know, but in any case, there are people like me that go and buy these new finds, these new vintage treasures, and they get so much joy. So I guess this is part of the evolution, this is part of life, this is part of like evolving and sharing and giving and becoming part, I guess, of the fashion scene. So, fashionably speaking, we collect other people's stories and we make them our own. We sell our stories and let other people get the excitement that we had and the beautiful moments, the beautiful energy we had when we wore those pieces. It's beautiful. It's just a beautiful love story. And yes, it's a very, very happening right now, the resale scene, and the new generations get so exciting finding these beautiful finds, and the older generation, like in my generation, they feel great sharing their life stories through their fashion, through their clothing. So yes, spirituality, the psychology of fashion is something that needs to be more explored, because it's part of our lives and it's part of our beings and it's part of who we are, and it translates to love and sharing and all these beautiful things that spirituality is all about. So fashion is another tool of sharing and loving and you know, buying somebody else's story and getting some of that energy. It's always evolving. Life is always evolving. So fashion is just that tool. So yes, I don't know if there is anything else I could say about it, but I'm fascinated in finding different stories and taking somebody else's story and making it my own and creating my own life story based on that energy that very much I needed to have at this point in my life when I bought certain things. And when I give it away, somebody else gets my energy that I don't need that energy anymore, because I evolved. I'm at a different state my life, different stage. So if I have been there, done that, and I enjoyed certain clothing, and I decided I don't need that anymore, nothing resonates with me, and I decide that I can part with that story, somebody else gets my story and gets, hopefully, my energy and my strength, my good moments, my good vibes, and elevate themselves using part of me as I am using part of someone else, and so on and so on and so on. So overall, I think this podcast segment is going to be long, it's going to be short. not long, I'm sorry. It's gonna be short and might influence somebody else to use the strength and the glamorous moments, the glamorous energy, all these heightened moments of somebody else's life, and when they don't need it anymore, for us, you and me, to utilize it and use that strength in order to just elevate and be happy and have a beautiful life. So fashion, my darlings, is another tool that we can use, and I love these stories, I love these trends of the repurposing fashion and reselling fashion and vintage, buying vintage, that item that belonged to someone else, and there is a story behind it, there is strength, there is beauty, there is beautiful energy. And if you haven't done this before, I very strongly recommend it. It's actually a very, very strong trend in fashion these days to buy vintage. So many companies are thriving just selling and reselling vintage or pre-owned pieces. So I don't know why I'm resonating with that so much. Like I said, I've sold to companies and I bought from the same companies pieces that are belonging to someone else, that they had previously another owner and they had another story, and I found those very valuable and very useful for my purpose right now, what I'm going on right now in my life. I guess I need the energy of someone else, or the inspiration, or the beautiful moments and the stories and the whatever, the love, the glamour and all that that somebody else lived. I need it right now. So yeah, it happens. Okay, so if you understand what I'm saying, if that resonates with you, I recommend that you use what I have been using, you know, buying pre-owned pieces, and obviously sell or donate your already pieces that you own, that you don't resonate with them, you're over them, they don't know anything, they don't do anything to you, you feel very comfortable parting, and let somebody else have a part of your story. So if you like this episode, share it with your friends and your favorites, and allow someone else to get that inspiration, and maybe they will get some help from this episode and do what I've been doing for years and have been very much inspired and enriched and empowered by wearing pre-owned pieces. There's so much love, there's so much depth, there's so much history in there. There is definitely a love story. So this is a love story situation, fashion love story. So share it with your friends. Share this episode with your friends. Subscribe, follow me, listen for more inspiring fashion moments, spiritual moments, love moments, because I'm here to do this for you and with you. And yes, it's all good. So I'm going to end here. I thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I'll be back next week with yet another love story.